You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar. I'm your host Nikhil, news first from Hollywood. Ridley Scott, the prolific director known for his epic storytelling, has added another project to his slate, a biopic about the iconic band, the Bee Gees. This announcement, made at CinemaCon, marks Scott's foray into the musical biopic genre. The Bee Gees, comprising brothers Barry Morris and Robin Gibb, rose to fame during the disco era with their harmonious melodies and chart-topping hits. Scott's film will delve into the brothers' journey from their humble beginnings in the UK to their global success and enduring legacy. With Barry Gibb serving as executive producer and a stellar production team in place, including Graham King and Stacey Snyder, the biopic promises to be a captivating exploration of the legendary band's rise to stardom. Next piece of news, Paramount has officially announced the development of a crossover film featuring two iconic Hasbro properties, Transformers and G.I. Joe. Executive produced by Steven Spielberg, with seasoned producers Lorenzo Di Bonaventura and Michael Bay on board, the project promises an epic cinematic experience. While a director has yet to be named, the involvement of such industry heavyweights hints at an ambitious production. The crossover marks a significant moment for both franchisees, each boasting a dedicated fan base and a history of success. Specific plot details and casting remain under wraps, but the prospect of seeing beloved characters like Optimus Prime and Duke team up is generating considerable excitement. Moving on, Paramount CinemaCon announcement reveals the development of a Star Trek prequel film set to delve into the franchise's untold history. Helmed by Toby Haynes, known for the acclaimed Star Wars series Andor, and scripted by Seth Graham Smith, the movie is slated for a 2025 release. J.J. Abrams, director of the 2009 Star Trek reboot, is on board as a producer. While details are scarce, the film is described as an origin story predating the 2009 installment, potentially exploring events decades before Captain Kirk's era. The expansive canvas of Star Trek's pre-Kirk timeline offers fertile ground for creativity, with significant events such as wars with the Romulan Star Empire and the Klingon Cold War waiting to be explored. Haynes and Graham Smith bring notable experience, promising an exciting addition to the Star Trek universe. Next up, Paramount Pictures announces Glenn Powell as the lead in Edgar Wright's adaptation of Stephen King's The Running Man. Powell steps into the shoes of Ben Richards, a character previously portrayed by Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 1987 film loosely based on King's novel. Set in a dystopian future, the story follows Richards as he enters a deadly game show to save his daughter. Powell's rising star status, propelled by roles in Top Gun Maverick, Anyone But You, and Hitman, positions him well for this challenging role. Directed, written, and produced by Wright, the adaptation promises a fresh take on King's narrative. While details on the release date are yet to be disclosed, The Running Man joins a lineup of upcoming King adaptations, including Salem's Lot and The Life of Chuck. Next piece of news, Apple TV Plus has announced the renewal of Monarch: Legacy of Monsters for a second season and unveiled plans for multiple spin-off series within the MonsterVerse franchise. The series, which explores the aftermath of Godzilla's cataclysmic battle, follows siblings uncovering family ties with Monarch, a secretive organization linked to the legendary creatures. With executive producers including Chris Black, Matt Fraction, and Joby Harrell, the show has garnered global acclaim. Apple TV Plus aims to expand legendary entertainment's MonsterVerse universe, which has grossed over $2 billion worldwide. Monarch: Legacy of Monsters joins a lineup of thrilling content on the streaming platform. More Hollywood news, fans of Tom Hiddleston's captivating performance in The Night Manager have reason to celebrate as BBC and Amazon greenlight two additional seasons of the acclaimed series. Set 8 years after the original finale, the new seasons promise to delve deeper into the enigmatic world of Jonathan Pine, portrayed once again by Hiddleston. While the plot details remain shrouded in secrecy, the return of original writer David Farr and executive producer Hugh Laurie hints at an enticing continuation. With Gorgie Banks Davis stepping in as director, the series is poised to deliver an irresistible vision that expands beyond John le Carré's original novels. The books were recently adapted into a Hindi series starring Anil Kapoor, Aditya Roy Kapoor, and Shobhita Dhulipala. Bollywood news, prepare for an unforgettable cinematic experience as Salman Khan confirms his next venture, Sikandar, slated for release on Eid 2025. teaming up with renowned producer Sajid Nadiadwala and visionary director A.R. Murugadas, Khan promises a spectacle of epic proportions. This collaboration marks a reunion between Khan and Nadiadwala after their blockbuster hits like Kick and Judwa, while Murugadas brings his midas touch, known for works like Gajani and Holiday, A Soldier Is Never Off Duty. With anticipation soaring, Sikandar is set to ignite excitement and curiosity, promising an extraordinary cinematic journey. Well, that's all we have for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.